Good morning, and welcome to the Vape Squad podcast channel. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Paulina, and I will be your host for today. In today's podcast, we will get into a very controversial debate over the effects of e-cigarettes on society. On the pro side, we have Peter, John, and Aaron, while on the con side, we have Monica and I. And with that, let's dive right in. The battling thoughts on whether or not e-cigarettes benefit society is currently one of the hottest topics of debate. Some may say that e-cigarettes allow for more beneficial outcomes in society. Others may say that many children and young adults are being put at risk with the creation of e-cigarettes. Well, Vape Squad listeners, what do you think? Is e-cigarettes benefiting society? Let's kick things off by hearing from Peter John, who speaks from the pro side.
Thank you, Paulina. I would like to start off by explaining that although e-cigarettes have an unfavorable reputation amongst a large portion of society, humans are able to benefit from these devices due to healthier causes and financial stability. Without e-cigarettes, smoking actual tobacco would be more common, which could possibly lead to higher death rates, unhealthier addictive access to smoking, and there would be less industries that allow more job opportunities for more workers. Research studies stated in a pros and cons article, "Do the benefits of electronic cigarettes outweigh the risks?" by Christine Bond and Arden Berry, have shown as the use of tobacco products would increase, in which risks of heart disease, lung cancer, and other health risks have higher chances of affecting those people. As stated, the prevalence of smoking has declined from about 26% in 2001 to 20% in 2011 and to 13% in 2015. E-cigarettes prevent smoking tobacco products, which would lead to a decrease in dangerous health risks. Helen Keane, the author of Anytime, Anywhere, Vaping as a Social Practice, has emphasized that giving smokers an opportunity to find alternatives to their addiction leads to a healthier social practice by allowing smokers to vape nicotine instead of actual tobacco. As smoking has become prominent throughout modern society, more people become addicted. To quit smoking is a difficult process itself, and this is what e-cigarettes are used for. These devices allow for people to smoke in a healthier practice and may even lead to quit smoking tobacco products for good. E-cigarettes also provide job opportunities, which people are in crucial and significant need for. In a scholarly article titled, "Hundreds Out of Jobs, E-Cigarette Seller Warns After FDA Regulations," by Davis Corey, explains the need of e-cigarettes as the workers inside the industry make a living out of these devices. The article had stated, "There's going to be hundreds of people in the area out of jobs. In my business alone, we'll have 4 people out of work," Wooten said. If e-cigarettes were to be restricted and illegal, then many businesses would be out of work and people would lose jobs. Creating an age restriction has already put the businesses lower. However, they are still successful due to the popular use of these devices. E-cigarettes expand the well-being of our society, especially if used responsibly with the right purpose.
Great points stated from the pro side, Peter John. Now, let's listen to what the con side has to say. Take it away, Monica.
Thank you, Paulina. An interesting fact that many may not know is that e-cigarettes are one of the fastest growing industries in the world, targeting children and young adults. Although people believe there are countless benefits to the use of e-cigarettes, evidence shows that they do not positively affect society. Research done by the Food and Drug Administration shows that the increase in the number of high school students that are being introduced to e-cigarettes has jumped to 78% in the past year. Due to the sleek look of these devices and the candy-like flavors of the syrups, many kids are drawn into using e-cigarettes to feel the same sensation of smoking a tobacco cigarette without the risks. In addition to that, because e-cigarettes do not require combustion and do not produce smoke, teens can inhale discreetly with ease. Teens believe they are intaking harmless water vapor, but that is not the case. E-cigarettes can expose the user to several chemicals including nicotine, carbon compounds, and violet organic compounds, which are known to have adhesive health effects. Inhaling vapor may deposit arsenic deeper into the lungs, in areas more likely to be damaged by toxic substances. Another study conducted by the U.S. National Liberty of Medicine demonstrates the possible risk to the offspring by maternal smoking. Research states that exposure to e-vapor during pregnancy could cause respiratory and neurological disorders for the offspring. Nicotine can cross the placenta and result in multiple consequences, including sudden infant death syndrome. Parents want what is best for their kids, and with this knowledge, we hope to bring awareness to parents and their children.
Well stated, Monica. Now it's time for a short intermission break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the rebuttals from each side. Welcome back to Vape Squad. Let's start back up hearing from the pro side, beginning with Aaron.
Thanks, Paulina. E-cigarettes create a positive impact within our society, as the initial cause of its creation was filled with good intentions. Although there are claims that e-cigarettes promote the idea of smoking to teens, the primary function of these devices are to help prevent the constant use of tobacco products. According to a Harvard Health Publishing, studies have conducted that in a sample of nearly 900 people, 18% had stopped smoking completely, while 80% had quit smoking tobacco products but were still using e-cigarettes. On top of that, studies have also shown that cough and phlegm production have dropped significantly lower while using e-cigarettes. Some may say that e-cigarettes can cause serious health risks. However, as stated by T.R. McCauley, P.K. Hopp, Jay Zhao and S. Babayan, in their research article titled Comparison of the Effects of E-Cigarette Vapor and Cigarette Smoke on Indoor Air Quality, it explains that non-cancer risk analysis revealed no significant risk of harm to human health for vapor samples from e-liquids A through D. In contrast, for tobacco smoke, most findings markedly exceeded risk limits, indicating a condition of significant risk of harm to human health. With regard to cancer risk analysis, no vapor sample from e-liquids A through D exceeded the risk limit for either children or adults. The tobacco smoke sample approached the risk limits for adult exposure. While e-cigarettes do contain nicotine, there are a wide variety of nicotine concentrations in e-liquid. According to Matt Wallace, a vaping consultant and writer for MIG Vapor, many shops are noticing a shift in their sales of high and low nicotine concentrated e-juices. Consumers are buying fewer high concentrated e-juice in favor of lower concentrations. This may be evidence that vaping really is helping people wean from their nicotine addiction. Knowing the vast options and benefits that are provided by e-cigarettes, we understand how beneficial e-cigarettes are to society.
This discussion has mainly focused on the use of e-cigarettes, which led to this controversial topic if e-cigarettes truly benefit society. As a result of our findings, we have concluded that e-cigarettes help people in modern society as smoking has become a prominent factor in many lives. People blatantly abide by the idea of how e-cigarettes only corrupt society. However, the positive benefits that these devices cause in multiple lives cannot be unaddressed. It is important that people are aware of the primary function of e-cigarettes, which is to prevent the constant use of tobacco products in order to save lives, lower the rates of health risks, and lead to healthier environments. Modern society standards of living have rapidly changed throughout time, and we must be able to find ways to abide by these standards and create new ones in the process.
Thank you, Peter, John, and Aaron. Now I will start off by stating what the con side has to say. Society does not benefit from the creation of e-cigarettes. Some believe that with the creation of e-cigarettes, more job opportunities become available. Although it creates more job opportunities, if the workers are not properly making the product, it essentially damages the public, thus leaving a negative impact on society. Nationwide, the number of cases linked to e-liquids jumped to 1,351 in 2013, a 300% increase from 2012, and the number is on pace to double this year according to the information from the National Poison Data System. It is also commonly believed that e-cigarettes lower the risk of heart disease, lung cancer, and other health risks in comparison to smoking regular cigarettes. While that may be the case, smoking e-cigarettes can cause other health issues, which would not eliminate the real problems of smoking. Current trends in e-cigarette use among youth and young adults demonstrate pieces of evidence that suggest the exposure to nicotine during this period of life may have lasting deleterious consequences for brain development, including harmful effects on cognition. Present-day users argue that overall, e-cigarettes are a better alternative that leads to healthier social practices as opposed to the common practice of smoking tobacco. Smoking was not a common practice to the youth before, but due to the introduction and accessibility to vape products, it has changed. According to the data from the National Youth Tobacco Survey, in 2011, the prevalence of current e-cigarette use among high school students was 1.15%. Prevalence increased dramatically, however, to 16% by 2015, surpassing the rate of conventional cigarette use among high school students. This equates to 2.4 million high school students and 620,000 middle school students that used an e-cigarette at least one time in the past 30 days in 2015. Knowing the effects of vaping on
this whole debate is essentially discussing the effects of e-cigarettes. People in our society tend to disregard important facts that go against or challenge the current way of thinking. With the one phrase, e-cigarettes are a better alternative to smoking, many people jump to the conclusion that the use of e-cigarettes should be encouraged, when in reality, they are leaving a negative effect on society, which could ultimately lead to repercussions. Lowered standards and easy access to obtaining these e-cigarettes comes with the risk of children being introduced to vaping at a younger age. Even as the healthier alternative, e-cigarettes can cause health risks to the human body because the arsenal used in the e-cigarettes is composed of many chemicals and not just water vapor. Our children are the future of this great nation, and it is our job to protect them from any harm that may come their way, even if the enemy is a vastly growing industry.
Outstanding job, everyone. Valid points were made on both sides. Now, we would like to hear from the listeners of Vape Squad. We want to know what you think about the issue. Make sure you give any comments or feedback, and we might respond to you in the following podcast. Thank you for tuning into Vape Squad. I am your host, Paulina, and we are signing off.